This is Pastor Walton with a teaching timeless truth moment.
I love to sit and look through those holy pages and read about the eternal rock of ages. See all that God has done, the battles he has won, the great prophecies unfold. In every book from Genesis to Revelation, I see his loving grace, and this great salvation brings courage to my soul, for I know he's in control.
Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 5, verse 11 and 12. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Now, we looked at the last time that blessed are the persecuted ones for righteousness' sake. This one, blessed are those who are being persecuted, and even more than persecuted, even more words are used here, for my sake, because you are my child and you're using my name and my word and my doctrine. So blessed are you, way above fortunate, well off, totally joyful, happy, are ye when men shall revile you. The idea means to defame, to rail at, to cast in teeth. And I think of that when I think of Stephen being stoned. They said they gnashed on him with their teeth. It has everything to do with disparagement, defamation, and reproach, and to assail with abusiveness and words. And it says here, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Now blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely. Here we see they say every kind of thing that they can think of. All manner, everything under the sun they can come up with that they can say against you falsely. They just say it. Hitler said, tell a lie loud enough and long enough and people will believe it. In our world today, with certain individuals, especially in the realm of high-ranking politicians and those who are well-known because of television and radio preachers, if something is said about them, it's automatically just believed. We don't do any research. We just believe it because of their position. We shouldn't do that because sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not true. And if you get a recording of the whole event and then match it against what they did, you can see where they splice things in and out together. So we see here, you're blessed when all this happens to you, all this manner of evil and false. Don't worry about that. This reviling, persecuting. Here, this is what you need to do. Listen to what he says. This is incredible. Rejoice and be exceeding glad. Now, wait a minute. Rejoice. Now, the word there means to be calmly happy, to be glad, to be well off. The second word, exceeding glad, means to leap up off your feet for joy, to literally just jump up and down, hallelujah, glory, for great is your reward in heaven. Now watch this. This is the way I see it. Somebody is attacking you with verbiage, with words, and persecuting you, and you smile at them with this calm exterior from a calm interior because Jesus is taking good care of you. And as you walk away, you leap up the ground saying, glory, because you were persecuted, which means great is your reward in heaven, and you're in good company, for up there are prophets which were persecuted before you were ever persecuted. Man, we need to get hold of this. When persecution comes even stronger in our country over the decades, when people don't want Christ in the forefront anymore, and it's getting worse, just rejoice. Look at them, smile, say, hallelujah, I'm glad. Go ahead. It won't bother me. Turn around. Leap up off your feet for joy and shout, glory, glory, glory. This has been a Teaching Timeless Truth Moment with Pastor Roger Walton. You may send all correspondence to tttbroadcasts@gmail.com. Tune in again next time for another Teaching Timeless Truth Moment.